Matt, I'm going to the supermarket after work. Do you want to come?
Okay, Susie. I have to buy some things, too.
I need to buy some fresh produce.
The supermarket has lots of good produce.
I know. I plan to make a salad for the office party tomorrow.
I should make something, too. Or maybe I'll just get something from the deli.
Don't bring deli food. You can cook something.
But I'm not a very good cook.
You can make a simple meat or seafood dish.
Such as?
Well, there are lots of easy chicken dishes. Some of them are very good.
Maybe.
Well, maybe you can get some ideas at the supermarket.
Maybe, but I'll still check out the deli food.
A supermarket is a big place. You can buy all kinds of food there. You can buy fresh produce, such as carrots and pears. You can cook them or use them in a salad. You can also find many kinds of meat and seafood. And if you don't want to cook, you can buy prepared foods. The deli sells both hot and cold food. There are so many foods to choose from at a supermarket.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. I'm excited to learn with you today.
I'm a little hungry. Hi, friends. Welcome. My name is Peter. Today, our topic is shopping.
That's right, and the title is Going to the Supermarket.
Well, we all go to the supermarket, and the supermarket is where we buy our groceries.
Yes, we can also call the supermarket a grocery store. Let's talk about some different kinds of groceries.
Okay, well, I get my vegetables at the grocery store, such as lettuce, or cucumbers. I'll get onions to cook with.
That's great. Of course, fruits are also a type of grocery. I love watermelon and mangoes. Apples are good too.
Those are great fruits. Well, you also get milk, bread, and eggs at the grocery store or the supermarket.
When I make a dinner at home, I bring a list to the supermarket. I will get all the ingredients there.
Ingredients? What do you mean by this word, ingredients?
Ingredients are the foods and flavors you need to make a dish.
Oh, okay. So when you make something, you have different things that go into it. Those are called ingredients. And the supermarket is the place to get them.
That's right. If I want to make a spaghetti dinner, then I have to get the noodles and the sauce and maybe some cheese to sprinkle on top. Those are all the ingredients.
Oh, very good. Well, we'll continue and learn English. So let's see our teacher, Christina, with today's keywords.
Hello, Susie 说她下班后要到超市去. She's going to the supermarket after work. 名词 supermarket 就是超市. She needs to buy some fresh produce. 她需要买一些新鲜的蔬果. 名词 produce 就是农产品、蔬菜、水果. 办公室要开派对, 但是 Matt 不知道该带什么菜去派对. Susie 建议他做一些简单的东西带去. Matt 实在不知道该带什么, 所以他问 Susie, such as 例如什么, 或者像是什么. Susie 建议他做鸡肉料理. You can cook some chicken. 动词 cook 就是煮的意思. Susie 说她要做沙拉. Susie plans to make a salad. 名词 salad 就是沙拉.
Matt, I'm going to the supermarket after work. Do you want to come?
Okay, Susie. I have to buy some things too.
I need to buy some fresh produce.
The supermarket has lots of good produce.
I know. I plan to make a salad for the office party tomorrow.
I should make something too. Or maybe I'll just get something from the deli.
Susie is going to the supermarket after work. Susie asked Matt if he wants to come with her.
When you want to invite someone to do something, this is a great way to ask. First, you say, "What are you doing?" Then ask this question.
"I am going to the park this afternoon. Do you want to come?"
"I am going to Paris, France tomorrow. Do you want to come?"
"Whoa, that sounds better than the park. But you only gave me one day to decide?"
Okay. Well, let's get back to the supermarket. That is a place where we can all go. Matt needs to buy some things.
Susie needs to buy some fresh produce.
Fresh fruits and vegetables taste better. Vegetables that were picked just yesterday are fresh. But if they were picked a week ago, they are not so fresh.
We go to the supermarket to buy produce. Produce is food that is fresh. When you buy it, you will put it in your fridge when you get home or cook it that night.
Eggs and milk, these are produce.
Fruit and vegetables, these are produce too.
Since produce doesn't last very long, we go to the supermarket more often to buy them. Now that I think about it, I need to buy some fresh produce.
Well, we will all need to go to Christina to learn some more about that sentence. Let's go to her now.
Susie 说她需要买一些农产品。I need to buy some fresh produce. 趣味的 produce 是今天的单字农产品的意思。主要指的就是蔬菜水果。它是不可数名词，所以你看到 Susie 说 I need to buy some fresh produce. 这个 produce 不可数，所以字尾不能加 s。而 Matt 说 This supermarket has lots of good produce. 也是一样的，不可数的 produce 字尾不可以加 s。另外同一个字 produce, produce 可以当动词表达生产制造的意思。它的发音是 produce, 动词的发音是不一样的哦。我们说 they produce cheese, 他们生产 cheese, 或者 he produced many good movies, 他制作了很多好电影。这是动词的发音和用法。
Thanks, Christina. So we know that the supermarket has some good produce. Since we all go there to buy our produce, it is always fresh.
Susie plans to make a salad.
I usually think about lettuce when I think of a salad. Hey, Pauline, can you tell us about making a salad?
Sure. So there is lettuce and maybe some tomatoes. You can put any vegetables you like into a salad, but you need fresh vegetables to make one.
Well, making a salad can be a lot of work sometimes.
You have to first buy the fresh vegetables. Then you come home and wash them. Then you cut them. Make sure to clean up after cutting everything.
But salads are healthy and fresh, so they are worth all the trouble. And they taste great, too.
Come to think of it, I should make a salad.
I should make something, too, like a birthday cake.
Peter!
Oh,Not too healthy. Okay, I should make something else, like a cheeseburger with fries.
Peter, no! I should make something, too. That's today's calendar phrase!
I should make something, too.
I should make something, too.
我应该也要做些什么。
I'm making a pizza.
I should make something, too.
I'm making a salad.
I should make something, too.
I'm making dessert.
I should make something, too.
Yes. Why don't you?
Because you're making everything.
I should make something, too.
I should make something, too.
我应该也要做些什么。
Well, friends, now you can make something because we're taking a short break right now. See you soon!
Let's talk in English! 10 minutes every day, that's the way!
Welcome back, friends. Today we're talking about going to the supermarket. And we talked about this word fresh. Peter, can you talk about it some more?
All right. Well, at the supermarket, we have fresh food and not fresh food. Not fresh is things that are frozen or in a box or in a can. But fresh food needs to be eaten soon.
That's right. And sometimes we also use fresh for food that just came from the farm. That's even more fresh. All right, friends, let's go to our next conversation.
Don't bring deli food. You can cook something.
But I'm not a very good cook.
You can make a simple meat or seafood dish.
Such as?
Well, there are lots of easy chicken dishes. Some of them are very good.
Maybe.
Well, maybe you can get some ideas at the supermarket.
Maybe, but I'll still check out the deli food.
So there is a party soon at the office. Hey, wait, I didn't get invited. Why didn't I hear about the party? I am sure this is the first time that you have heard about the party too, right, Pauline?
No. I was asked a long time ago. I mean, everyone is going. So you didn't hear about it?
Yeah. I mean, of course. What time should I be there? I mean, I know. I'm just asking to make sure.
Maybe we should just talk about Matt and Susie's conversation. Matt is thinking about making something, too. Or maybe he'll just get something from the deli.
The deli is where we get things like cheese and special kinds of meat. Do you like sandwiches? You can get the meat from the deli. They will slice the meat for you.
I love the cheese at the deli. They have other foods there, too. Some are very special.
But for this party, Susie thinks that Matt should cook something, not just grab something from the deli.
Sure, but he can still check out the deli food, and we can still go to Christina to check out more about this sentence.
Susie 建议 Matt 自己做一道菜，不过 Matt 说他还是会到超市的熟食区去看看。But I still check out the deli food. 片语 check out 在生活中常常用到，它是检查、查看的意思。比如说你想规划一趟旅行，那么 you can check out some travel websites. 你可以去查看一些旅游的网站。或者你说 I'll check out the sale at the mall. 我去看一下商场的销售情况。当然你也可能听过住饭店要退房离开的时候也用 check out 这个片语。When did you check out from the hotel? I checked out around 8:30 this morning. 这个是 check out 的另外一种用法。
Thanks, Christina, for the help. So why does Matt want to still check out the deli food? Can't he cook something simple? He can make a simple meat or seafood dish.
Such as?
Yes.
Peter, when someone asks such as, they are asking for examples. Or when you say such as, you can list examples.
Such as?
Well, such as this. I love fruit, such as mangoes, pineapple, and guava. Hey, you are the one who is supposed to use the phrase such as.
Okay. Well, Matt can cook something simple, such as roast chicken or a seafood soup. Some of them are very good. Everyone can enjoy that.
Ooh, but those sound difficult. Still, some of them are very good. And this is a good sentence. Let's use it some more with Rebecca. everyone. Yes, it's time to learn something new in Use It. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, in today's Use It, you're going to learn how to use the phrase, some of them are. For example, some of them are very interesting. Or you could say, some of them are very busy. So friends, now it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, hey, Pauline, sometimes I don't know what to make for dinner. So what do you know? How do you know what to do? What can I do?
Well, what do you do, Peter?
Sometimes I just go to the supermarket and walk around. Then I get ideas.
Oh, well, yeah, that's great. Yes, sometimes you can find good sales or ideas for what to make at the grocery store.
And that's what Matt likes to do. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But first, we need to review the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Supermarket. Supermarket. A supermarket sells many fresh foods.
Produce. Produce. Buy fresh produce at the market.
Such as. Such as. I like fruit such as apples and pears.
Cook. Cook. What is Mom cooking for dinner?
Salad. Salad. I ate a salad for lunch. Okay, friends, those are some very useful keywords, so keep on practicing. Now let's watch those conversations one more time together.
Matt, I'm going to the supermarket after work. Do you want to come?
Okay, Susie. I have to buy some things, too.
I need to buy some fresh produce.
The supermarket has lots of good produce.
I know. I plan to make a salad for the office party tomorrow.
I should make something, too. Or maybe I'll just get something from the deli.
Don't bring deli food. You can cook something.
But I'm not a very good cook.
You can make a simple meat or seafood dish.
Such as?
Well, there are lots of easy chicken dishes. Some of them are very good.
Maybe.
Well, maybe you can get some ideas at the supermarket.
Maybe, but I'll still check out the deli food.
James, why is a supermarket called a supermarket?
Well, it's a market, and it's super.
Well, that's true. A supermarket is a big place.
And a great place to shop. You can buy all kinds of food there.
Like bananas.
Yes, and other fresh produce such as carrots and pears.
And more bananas.
Yes. The supermarket has other things, too.
Such as?
Meat and seafood. Oh, and don't forget the deli.
I love the deli.
Me, too. You can get hot and cold food there.
And it's ready to eat, too.
And the food is delicious at the deli.
Yeah, the supermarket is super.
Yeah. Let's go there now.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, friends, let's answer some questions. First question, what does Susie say Matt can make? What does Susie say Matt can make?
The answer is in conversation B. He can make a simple meat or seafood dish. Here's question number two. Do you go to a supermarket? What do you buy? Do you go to a supermarket? What do you buy? Here are some answers from some of our friends.
Do I go to a supermarket?
what do I buy? Yes, I go to the supermarket. I actually love going to the supermarket. It's one of my favorite places to go. It's like a trip all in itself. I go there to buy all sorts of things. I love shopping for food. I go to the produce section to buy fruit and vegetables. I go to the dairy section to buy milk. But my favorite section of all is the cheese section. So next time, enjoy your shopping trip to the supermarket.
Do I go to a supermarket? What do I buy? Well, I do go to a supermarket. In fact, there is one close to my house. I don't use a list when I go to the supermarket. I like to walk in and look around. If I see something I like that is on sale, then I would buy it. I'm at the supermarket right now. I might get some chicken or some apples. Maybe I'll get some ice cream too, if it's on sale.
Do I go to a supermarket? What do I buy? Well, of course I go to a supermarket. It's too expensive to go to restaurants to eat all of the time. I have to eat meals at home. So I go to the supermarket and buy my groceries. Then I bring them home and make my food. Supermarkets are great, although in the spring now we're starting to have farmers markets. I like to buy my vegetables there.
Do I go to a supermarket? I sure do. I go to Monkey Market. It's a great place. It's super. Oh, and I buy lots of bananas. And I also buy other things. Sometimes candy and then more bananas. Sometimes meat and then more bananas. And sometimes salads and more bananas. I love shopping. Supermarkets are super.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.